So we're starting a new Siman Reish Chaf Beis. Siman Reish Chaf Beis. So the Machaber. So again, the general topic is brachos. So we're getting to specific brachos more than just food. So the Machaber says as follows: Al Shmuos Shehein Tovos Lo Levado. If you hear a good tiding, you heard a good tiding, as they say. And it's good for you yourself. I don't know, whatever. No, it just pertains to you. Something good for you. Mevarach shachayanu. So the bracha you make is a shachayanu. Everybody knows bracha shachayanu. So that would be the bracha you make. A very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says it's specifically when you heard it from someone. Not only heard it from someone, but mipi adam neman. You heard this tiding from a reliable person. The Shar Tzion explains a little further that this person whom you heard the news from is someone who's muchsak bekashrus. Below stam ben Adam, page 275. You heard it from someone who has a status, that they're trustworthy. Not just somebody. Especially if you heard on the news, I don't know if that's good enough. And that person who's giving you the news saw it himself. But if you just heard something, that wouldn't be good enough. That would be a very important criteria. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and let's tighten it up a little more. We'll tighten up a lot. Let's say someone was stolen from. And you heard that they caught the ganav, but he didn't return to you what he stole. So just the mere fact that they caught the ganav is not good enough. When he returns the object, okay, found the ganav, very nice. You know, like, but again, if he stole something from you, so it has to be that that the object is returned, then you make the shakyanav. I don't know if I want to get into this case that much, but there's a very interesting case the Mishnah Berurah brings out. And the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say someone is really poor. And because of that, he was, and he wasn't married. And because of that, he got married to a very wealthy woman. But the case is that, you know, he's not so I about the woman, but, you know, she's driving around in a Bentley. So the Mishnah Berurah says he would make a bracha tova meitiv and dianamis. So again, we're not going to get into that case too much. But yeah. So let's just leave that. Now the flip side, of course, is, you know, back in the Machaber, v'imehem tovos lo la'cherim. Let's say the good tiding is good for you and somebody else, other people. Let's say people in the family. Let's say. So then, and a lot of people don't know this. So then the bracha you make mevarach hatova meitiv. The bracha you make is a tova meitiv. Hashem mentioned this a couple days ago. Hashem is good, and He gives good not only to me but to others also. So a lot of people don't know that. If the tiding is good, so you make a bracha, and it's not just to you, but other people's also, so then you make a bracha tova meitiv.
Instead or in addition?
Instead. I should have, thank you for. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains whether it's a shachianu, the tova meitiv, and this is probably the most important thing. He says, hainu kishyesh lo simcha me'ashamua. That's when you get happiness from it. Might be, with a lot of people, they hear something good, but, you know, like, it doesn't exactly excite them. Right? You know, like, okay, yeah, it's nice to hear. But, you know, like, I don't know if it brings you simcha. So then, it's only then that a person makes the bracha shachianu or a tova meitiv. Brings you simcha. Mishnah Berurah will say the same thing will happen if chas v'shalom, it's something that's not pleasant. But Emir Hashem, we'll discuss that tomorrow. Okay, but we'll leave it with the good stuff, at least tonight, for tonight.
Wait, if this is a shmua, and if you witness the good thing yourself, there's no brother.
If it's for you, if it, what we're talking about, it's no, for you.